call me a problem. I am not the problem. I have never left my country, nor have I ceded any part of it.
Let's talk. Triple A's flagship program that continues to elevate the diverse voices of First Nations people across the country. Centered around the unceded sovereignty of First Nations people in this country, honouring the history with a solutions-based focus on the future. With your host, Pomeroy journalist, Danny Tierce Johnson.
Yama, hello and welcome to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Danny Tierce Johnson, Pomeroy journalist from Moree, New South Wales. I'd like to start the show by acknowledging country. I acknowledge the traditional owners from the lands that we broadcast from, and I extend that greeting all across this beautiful black nation of ours to wherever you're listening, your elders past and present. On the show today, we're talking about the First Nations Digital Careers Program, really important one for our young people out there and even middle-aged people. The Queensland Government have partnered with Microsoft to launch the First Nations Digital Careers Program. The program is aimed at First Nations people interested in kickstarting or transitioning to a career in the digital industry. And on the line today, I'm joined by the Chief Executive Officer of Goanna Solutions, who are instrumental in this strategy getting rolled out. Lisa Sarago, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danny. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, your audio sounds magic. Hey, first of all, tell us a bit about yourself, your mob, your country, and where you're from.
Sure. I just want to acknowledge that I'm currently on Bidjigal country, which isn't mine, which is St. Susie in the Botany Bay of Sydney. I'm a very proud Yidinji Yolinji woman from far north Queensland, so I'm a really long, long way away from home, but apparently it's very cold there this morning like it is in Sydney, so no difference there. So do you want me to talk a little bit more about Goanna?
Yeah, tell us about Goanna Solutions. Obviously, yeah. You guys have been given a contract or, to roll out this big First Nations Digital Careers Program. So before we talk about the program, let's talk about Goanna Solutions and what you guys do.
Yeah, I was very honoured to join the Goanna family last year in September as the CEO. Goanna Solutions is 4 years young, and basically the vision of Goanna is to bring as many black fellas into tech as we can. So that was the primary vision. And as black fellas do, we open that up to others that don't have the opportunities. And I like to say, back in the underdogs, we deliver to diversity cohorts, such as culturally and linguistically diverse, career changes, women returning to work. I'm very proud to say that 50% of our graduates are women.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is. It's very amazing. So it's very much something true to my heart, knowing that that is the vision of Goanna. But we realised very quickly that we're not getting that talent through because we do have an ICT, obviously, end-to-end solution. We've got labour hire and recruitment, but we couldn't see the Indigenous cohort coming through. So we stood up Goanna Education, which is our registered training organisation. Very proud to say that, as far as I know, we're the only Indigenous-owned RTO in Australia that focuses only on ICT. And through that particular company, we've been able to graduate. It's only just turned two. 326 students, which is great. And we've transformed those graduates. 73% have been employed within 3 months of completion. So very, very proud of those results.
Yeah, it is quite amazing. And, it's just so good for our young people and our mob out there looking for work. And we have so many young black people involved in STEM or interested in STEM. And also the way it is, I call the young generation the I generation, because they're born with this knowledge of information technology. They're born with the iPads in the hand and the iPhones and whatnot. So it's a very natural career pathway for them.
Yeah, 100%. And being very proud of my Aboriginality, I always say that we're going to bring something different to the space, right? We operate in two different worlds. We come up with some of the most innovative things that I've ever seen through our black businesses, which are getting more and more showcased today, which is just fantastic to see. But the tech sector itself, the Tech Council of Australia recently released a report to say that, that's the third largest industry. 861,000 people are employed in it, which is like $164 billion business at the moment. And by 2025, they're going to need an extra 286,000. So they talk about this talent gap that's in the tech sector. And there's another gap that you and I both know very well, and I call it the white elephant, and that's the closing the gap strategy. So it's a no-brainer for us to be, you know, talking about let's match the two together and let's get blackfellas into tech jobs because we know there's a talent gap. Instead of going offshore, let's create, a way of making sure, and it's not just our young people, it's career changes. We're always got more mature people coming, women that have raised their families and want to come back into the workforce. The best thing about the tech industry is that it's ever so changing and evolving. We know from the Tech Council Australia, they've said 40% of the people currently employed in the tech industry don't have a uni degree. So we know you don't need a university degree. A lot of that stuff, you're just learning as being inside that industry. So that's what is making our boot camps and our training tips so much more attractive for people, because they know once they get their foot in the door, they're going to grow as a professional and they're going to be able to, you know, reap the benefits and hopefully be the change makers in the industry as well. Because as I said before, we'll bring a different cultural approach to the way we operate in the tech sector.
Yeah, and so needed. It is a very white world, I will say it, the tech world, and, you know, we're new to coming into this. But I was sort of reading in your First Nations Digital Careers Program, just the need for jobs in Queensland alone, right? So the digital industry in Queensland needs 10,000 additional professionals by 2024. That's only 2 years. And yeah. So we need 10,000 jobs up here, which just goes to show the critical nature of the work and how much is needed out there and how much opportunities there are for our mob.
Yeah, 100%. And the actual barriers, part of it is just getting out there and communicating and, educating our communities around what's available and what's possible in the tech sector and the digital sector. And it's, it sounds really convoluted, and trust me, I'm not very IT savvy, and I've come on to run this company. But you quickly learn that some of the words that you use to describe what some of these positions are, it's so attainable, it's so easy to achieve, and it's just more about making sure that these opportunities that we're getting these young people in and career changes into these roles, we're able to then, communicate, market it, spruik about these, good news stories and say, here's achievable, like we can be in there. It sounds really hard to imagine. We're not as blackfellas automatically, encouraged to go into the digital sector. We're always encouraged to go into the more traditional roles that we seem to have fallen into in terms of and growing very well, but in the health or it might be education. So, in our young boys, they're not encouraged to go into tech either. So it's about going out there, encouraging them, saying, you can do this. You can do some amazing stuff. When you hear these roles called cloud engineers, it's actually not that difficult. It's just what they call it in the industry. So we kind of want to demystify the tech sector as well in community and say these jobs are possible.
Yeah, they're just a name, and once you learn, and I find anything in life with our mob, we're so good at academia as well, but when we learn on the job, I just find it's very natural for us it's a natural way to learn, learning on the job, getting skills as you go. And, being in the position and just learning as you go, because we pick it up very quickly as mob.
Yeah, 100%. I'm very much the same. So the other thing that Gowena is wanting to do is to change the space and the approach of how we are training and upskilling blackfellas as well. We know what's required. We know how to train our mob because we are an indigenous business. So that's the other, difference that Gawena is doing at the moment. Tech Council talked about, let's get rid of the traditional, or they didn't say get rid of, but they said to be, I guess, more competitive in the industry at the moment, we need more short, intensive training, which is what our boot camps are. But what we've done is we've ensured that it's done in a more culturally safe space. And what we're doing with Queensland Government and Microsoft through this program is we're also working with the supervisors as well to ensure that it's a holistic model. We go in, we work with the supervisors as well to make sure that when we've got that young person or the career changer coming into the workspace, that the supervisor has the tools to appropriately work and communicate with Indigenous people. Because the last thing we want to do is set our guys up for fail as well, because they don't feel like they, are comfortable in the industry or in the workspace. So that's another critical, I guess, point of difference of what Gawena does.
Yeah, that's really good to hear, because I guess, you know, if you're a young black fella or someone changing career or someone just raised their kids and looking to get back in the workforce, then big companies like Microsoft or Google or whatnot might seem a little bit intimidating going to these big companies, but it's not the case, is it?
No, it's not. And again, it's more about how we deliver that training and making sure that we create that support. And we've partnered with some, IT giants in the Big Four. We work very closely with EY, Deloitte, KPMG.
Yep.
We started our training with Amazon through the AWS Restart. So we've produced a number of graduates through AWS, and the way we roll that out again is through the boot camps and through ensuring that there's mentors, both culturally and the industry, to get people over the line and to ensure that we're actually doing it in a way that the learner is actually learning and having a great experience, because we want them to continually want to be in that industry and grow when they go back into the workplace, because we know, especially since the pandemic, that the IT industry has just rapidly changing. It's based around disruption. So you need to ensure that people are also wanting to, are getting into those habits of learning and wanting to learn, because you have to in this industry. It's definitely for those who like to change and grow in their role. So, yeah.
And how does it all work? I'm just reading here. The program will offer 100 placements per year across Queensland. That's a lot. That's awesome. And First Nations people with varying levels of digital skills and experience have the opportunity to participate in the program. So how does it all work? How does it roll out? I know you guys, as we said before, you extended the date because of NAIDOC Week, and this is the application date, my peoples, because of NAIDOC Week, and it's just such a busy, crazy week. People are really distracted. So I believe the closing date is now this Friday to apply for it.
That's right, Donald. Yeah.
So all you young mob out there listening, get into it. All you mums out there, or even elders who want to get back in the workforce, like, you know, get into this. This is a really great initiative.
Absolutely. And someone who's lived in Brisbane before, I know there's a lot of black fellas there. So this
a lot up
first course. this first course is a pilot, so it's just for Southeast Queensland.
Yep.
We're starting with Brisbane, and then we'll move out. So the idea is to work with Queensland Government to identify where we can roll it out, and we'll have different models of how we train as well, depending upon where the need is and where the interest is. So we don't want anyone to miss out. They'll want to do, obviously, do training anyway. But for this particular program, all you black fellas out there in Brisbane, please spread the word. I know that it's on Facebook. It's been shared quite a bit. And it's really an opportunity that, you can't miss up. If you really want to get in the tech sector and find out what it's all about, the positions are 50-50, so 50% of the positions will be employed by Queensland Government. The other 50 is with industry.
Wow,
one of those is Fujitsu, who's already in Sherbo working there. So, we've got these, global tech companies that are really wanting to come to Gawena and, increase their diversity within their workplace. And they're really, really super keen to hire our first peoples of Australia as well, which is just amazing. This wasn't a thing 10 years ago, and it is now, and these opportunities are here to be grabbed. So get in it now, and the careers that people build in tech is quite rewarding.
Yeah, like I said, it's such a new career pathway for mobs out there. Like, you know, when I was at school, you would go, if you weren't a football star, you had to go and do some cotton chipping. That was about it, you know. So, yeah. You know, we've got these amazing pathways out of you now for mob to get into and start an amazing career. Doesn't, you know, could take you all around the world, this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Lisa, can you tell us what happens, like, we're going to what can people expect in the first couple of weeks of it? If they do get accepted into the traineeship, what can they expect to then happen? The training, on the job, placements with organisations, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so all the employers have already been chosen, and they've been offered the cultural awareness training first and foremost. They've already gone through that. They've done all the prep work. And so I guess on the 15th of August, we start orientation off in Brisbane.
Yep.
And that's the start of the boot camp. So we'll have a meet and greet. They'll get to meet not just myself, but the Queensland government rep, the industry leaders, who the, you know, supervisors will be. And then they go into that 12-week intensive boot camp. So it's not face-to-face. We're doing it virtually. They will get access to, obviously, laptops if they don't have it, etc. And then we also have mentors. They're very critical for us is to ensure that we have an Indigenous mentor to help support while they go through the training. That goes for 12 weeks. We do have a couple of other face-to-face workshops. One's going to be the end of the boot camp celebration. And then for the remainder of the traineeship, which is 9 months, they'll have 1 day a week with their training, as opposed to, I think, when I was doing my traineeship back in the day, and I'm going back a really long time ago, I think we had 2 days. We only worked for 3 days and we had training for 2 days. Yeah. So it's 1 day a week. There is a couple of scheduled breaks in there as well, just so that they can have a break from study.
Yep.
But the whole recruitment process will involve us providing the shortlisted candidates with witty statements around what the various roles are that are up for offer, and they get to choose their top three, and then they go through a normal recruitment process. I'll be in the recruitment process. So I'll ensure that, I guess, again, coming from a bit more culturally safe and just more, it'll be more like a yarning session, just having a yarn about asking them about, you know, who they are, you know, what gets them out of bed in the morning, why IT, just, you know, general questions, nothing too arduous. And then they're selected and then they start their boot camp and they do the traineeship. And hopefully, if they've successfully completed their cert free, we'll have a big graduation at the end. And then hopefully goes into a full-time gig. One of the things that I'm passionate about is making sure that traineeships do convert into real jobs as well. So,
because we've seen in the past, particularly, you know, nothing like this program, but you remember the LCDP sort of stuff and people get GAM and work placements and, you know, maybe we'll give you the job at the end and then, you know, they're back at Centrelink 3 months later, you know, so...
Yeah. Shattered. So that's the other thing that I have to take my hat off to Queensland Government and Microsoft about is they've been very clear about there needs to be a job at the end. And it obviously it has to be a right fit for the participant and the workplace, but if they've completed and they've had a great experience and part of the team, then it should convert over to a real job, which is fantastic. That's really good to see. And I guess that's the thing that Gawena does do. We do it back to front, or they call it reverse engineering, where we go and talk to the IT giants, and then we come back and go, okay, well, these are the participants that we need to look for, and then we put them through training, and then we place them in. So we've worked with people like Accenture and Atlassian and Avanade as well, where they've either pledged to take because some are still going through training, or they've taken on board some of our interns, which is great. It's all about getting people into jobs, not just training for training's sake.
Yeah, no, it's so refreshing to hear. You know, a lot of parents out there be really happy hearing this, I'm sure. But it's also great they come out with a Certificate 3 in Info Technology, because even if they don't go into a full-time workplace, because they might not want to, but they might want to go on to university or some higher studies with that certificate in the background can help them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to do Cert 3, 4 and Diploma as well, and I mentioned Avanade before, so we're currently rolling out our diploma, and Avanade are wanting to take our graduates. So Avanade being, again, you referred to the global accessibility of jobs, like a lot of people in this industry can travel overseas and work overseas. I mean, that's something completely different and new to our mob. So to be, you know, fully participating in an industry that, you know, you can jump around if you're a cloud engineer in 5 years' time and say, okay, well, I want to go work for this company and I want to go overseas, that's achievable and it's just normal. So, yeah.
You could have a go and a graduate become the CEO of Microsoft one day.
Yeah, hey? Well, that's the plan. That's the evil plan.
Take a bite right out of that apple.
100%. I'm Google, why not? Let's go for the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, because I've been involved a little bit with Google. They do some great work with Mob and make it really safe and accessible. Because you think about it, you know, a lot of these young engineers are just really good computer, you know, got amazing freaky brains when it comes to computers and programs and writing codecs and this sort of thing. But sometimes they aren't the strongest communicator in person, you know. But what I've seen is companies like this sort of, I guess, see that as a real strength and sort of encourage people who may not be the best communicators because they might be a bit introverted or whatnot as a safe place to work. And, you know, certainly this sort of field attracts a lot of them, Mob.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And so, and I guess that whole inclusivity as a sector itself just makes it that much easier for us to be able to work with these companies and talk to them about increasing their Indigenous employment numbers, and but in a meaningful way. And what does that actually look like when you lift the hood? So, yeah, absolutely. That inclusivity is very different in this industry than it would be in others, and because of the very nature of tech. And tech is so broad and diverse that you know, it's possible that people from all different walks of life can participate in a really, really big way. I just want to, again, go back to what Goanna does and what our graduates end up with. So some of our graduates, they'll be placed in a role straight away from ranging from 65 to 85,000. That's a pretty good starting wage for a young person. A very good way. So, again, I just go back to encouraging all them fellas to, and look, if you're not based in Brisbane and you're really keen to join this program, we are rolling it out in other areas, and Goanna also does do training in other fields as well. So jump on our website and have a look.
Yeah.
And put your submission in, hi@goanna.group. Someone from the team will get back to you pretty much straight away. We're super keen to see these. If you don't get and sometimes you get a reply from me even as the CEO.
Hey,
so,
look out. No blackfellow time here at Goanna Solutions. We're straight onto it.
Straight onto it. And we're just really keen to see those applications come through and the interest even in community. It's great.
Yeah, well, look, congratulations on the great work you mob are doing, and you know, particularly around all the employment pathways and training, everything like that. It's just, yeah, it's amazing to hear, really refreshing, and there's going to be some tangible outcomes for our mob too. But if you mob have any more news, please come back on the show soon and spruik all things Goanna, because anything that we can do to help employment, mental health, training, education, you name it, whatever it is out there, we're here for it at AAA Murray Country.
Oh, awesome, Danny. I'll definitely be keeping you on my contact list, especially when we get to not only launch it but also the graduates. It would be awesome to have some good news around that as well.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, we'll go and talk to a graduate down the track, that's for sure. But Mob, you can go to Goanna Solutions website. You can find out where to apply for the current 10 traineeships that are going to close this Friday, the First Nations Digital Careers Program. You can find that at chde.qld.gov.au, and you can find the First Nations Digital Careers Program. It gives you an outline of how to apply. It's pretty easy and simple. But there is support available. They can help you with a resume. You just got to send them an email there and give them a buzz and have a yarn to them because it's very worthy. Lisa Sarago from Goanna Solutions, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Danny. Thanks for having me.
I'll be in touch soon, and good luck with everything. And get out there and get in the world of Tech U Mob. You've been listening to Let's Talk on Triple A Murray Country.